Hello, everybody. October 17th, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. I think you're going to have an absolute blast and love what we do here and the community. If you've been around for a while, then you recognize this is not my normal filming environment, not my home office. This four-week block that I'm on week three of filming right now, I'm on the road. I've got a sick parent that I'm on the road trying to take care of. Life throws those things at you every now and then. And so I am tidying up what I need to tidy up filming-wise while on the road. So this week's workouts will be from this hotel room, the videos anyway, as will next week's. And then the plan is I'll be filming once again back in the regular home office. So here we go. Every day I do one of these videos discussing the workout. And instead of just reading what the workout is, what the wild card option is, what the scaled one is, what's the accessory work, what are the goal times, everybody can read all of that on their own. But what you can't really get is kind of what was going on in my head, the why, if you will, behind the workout. So my goal for these videos will be to dive into a little bit of the why. And that why should provide some clarity. Everything we do has an intention, it has a purpose. There's no random workouts at all at Linchpin. There's a ton of thought that goes into everything. Everything serves a purpose. And those conversations may also help you realize whether you should do it prescribed or scale or modify in some way. Now, if you don't know some of the things that I just talked about, what is the wild card option? How does that differ from the prescribed? Why is there a not for time option once a week? What's the Leo? What's the Neo? Do I have to do the accessory work? Talk to me about the goal times. All of that information is in the other video that I attach to every Monday's training entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. So whether you've been around for a while and just for some reason haven't watched it, or if you're brand new, pause this video, watch that other one. You only need to watch it once, and then you'll be armed with the information to fully benefit from what I'm going to do right here. So with no further ado, here we go. Kicking it off with a heavy day of Olympic lifting, a cornucopia, if you will, of Olympic lifts. Three sets of four in the power snatch, then three sets of three in the hang power snatch, two sets of two in the hang squat snatch, three sets of one on the squat snatch. We did this workout, but it's been a while ago. Did it back in 2016. So if you were around on May 18th, 2016, you go back into your BTWB app, check your data, check your loads, and make that happen. Now, I somewhat lied to you because there's another video that you need to watch. And again, you only need to watch it once, but it's the video about heavy days. And today is a heavy day. And heavy days, how should I warm up? What should my working up sets, my warm up sets be towards my working sets? How much rest should I take between my working sets? All that information is covered in that other video attached to today's training entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, and it's Linchpin Conversations number 113. You can find it on YouTube, you can find it in a podcast, or you can just click on the link right there and you'll be good to go. But this heavy day was chosen for multiple reasons, but some simple ones that I can touch on is looking back over what we did last week. Our heavy day last week was one of the slow lifts, back squat, not a fast lift. It was below parallel, nothing going overhead, not pulling from the ground. And so it's a power lift. This week we're going with an Olympic lift. And when we did Olympic lift last week, we power snatched in a workout with the Chief. We did lighter or moderate dumbbell clean and jerks, but now we're gonna get some snatching in. It worked really well for where we'd been and where we're going. And it was just a beautiful practice with four different lifts all in one session. Gets you from the ground, gets you from the hang, gets you below parallel, and it gets you overhead, not really in a pressing way like a clean and jerk does or a push press, but in a stabilization, ideally locking out that barbell or receiving it, I should say, with already locked out elbows. So fantastic deal. Wild card option gives you basically all of the same things, but in case you're not there yet with the snatch, it's with the clean and jerk. So power clean and jerk, squat clean and jerk, all that good stuff. You of course have options. If you're capable and competent in both of those sort of lifts, then you could choose, I would recommend whichever one you need more practice with. Are you really good with the clean and jerk? Go with the workout of the day, the snatches, or vice versa. Very competent with the snatches, don't feel so good with the clean jerks, the wild card option would be a great thing for you. We've got the scaled option as well. Pardon me, something in my throat. The scaled option is removing the more technical pieces at the very end, such as the squat snatch. We're going to keep the power snatch, keep the hang power snatch, but then just to get you some below parallel, we threw in three sets of three back squat or front squat there. So if you're just not quite there or confident at all with the more complicated of those Olympic lifts, then the scale option might be a good way for you to go. But here's the deal as well, if you're thinking about scaling or not, you can always just scale down the loading on a day like today, all the way down to a very light load, an empty barbell, a trainer bar, a broom handle, a PVC pipe, and just make it a technique day. If lift on the ones you can lift appropriately heavy, go ahead and do it. And when it gets to the point that you're not comfortable with the loading, just keep dropping it down, practice, practice, practice. And that's the way that you get better at all the variations of the snatch. Of course, we've got the limited equipment crew as well, never getting shortchanged, if you will, with the dumbbells that they're going to do. And other than that, optional accessory work, but a classic heavy day. Respect the heavy days. Accessory work is optional as always. Four different Olympic lifts. I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you back here tomorrow.